Back here on Sportsline on WBAL and WBAL.com. Orioles first round pick from last year. Kevin Gausman in studio. Pete Gilbert sits down with Matt Burke coming up later on this hour. And Terrell Suggs at 7:15. Also, my conversation with Zach Britton at 7:35. And Pat Scarry and Brenda Freese in the 8 o'clock hour. Big Friday show, of course. The Orioles Grapefruit League opener coming up tomorrow, 1 o'clock, right here on WBAL. Joe Angel and Fred Manfred. I think there's a winter weather advisory in Baltimore right now, Kevin. So warm thoughts here in Sarasota.
Yeah, it's definitely beautiful around here. Actually, the first beach I'd ever been to was Siesta Key, just
really?
Down the street. Yeah.
Not this trip or in general in life?
No, in general, yeah.
Sweet.
Crazy.
this trip here to Sarasota? Or
no, when I was down here in the wintertime for about 6 weeks.
That's amazing. So you're from right outside Denver. I think you went to Centennial High School,
correct? No, I went to Grandview High School.
Went to Grandview.
It's in Centennial, yeah.
Yeah, and not far from Aurora, Colorado, where that horrible shooting took place last summer. We'll get into that a little bit coming up. But also, how many ball players are in Colorado? How hard is it to play when I'm sure you don't get a warm day until, what, April?
Yeah, it kind of sucks. You know, it's we start later in the year because the weather's so bad. And, yeah, I mean, the ball flies. It's definitely not fun to be a pitcher from there. But you got to travel a lot if you're going to get good and, you know, get exposure to colleges and universities. You're going to have to travel. And, you know, honestly, you're going to have to pay a little bit of money to travel.
Now, amazingly, the Dodgers drafted you out of high school in the sixth round in 2010. So, obviously, you got scouts to take notice whatever you're doing in Colorado. I don't know how many scouts even make a little trip towards the Rocky Mountains, but they did for you.
Yeah, you know, it was always funny. I could always tell what, you know, which scouts were from Arizona and California because, you know, they still had the tags on their gloves and their beanies and stuff. So it was kind of funny to, you know, see them out there just freezing, and they would never stay very long at all.
Now, I don't know why you picked Baton Rouge. I can't imagine there are too many kids from Colorado at that university, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, you know, there's really, I think I met one other person from Colorado while I was there, but it was awesome. I took my visit and just kind of fell in love with it. You know, the LSU, the family that they have and the love that they have, that the people have down there for baseball is just unbelievable. We averaged about 10,000 a game, and it was, you know, it was a perfect environment, and I think it definitely prepared me for the next level.
Buck Showalter loves talking about SEC baseball. It's a different life, I guess, for people from Baltimore as far as the attention paid to college baseball, but there it's a big deal. The games are on television. Every game is on the radio. And for you at LSU, doing that for 2 years and then pitching in low A ball in Aberdeen, then in high A ball with Frederick, what would you say the SEC compares to competition-wise for professional minor leagues?
You know, I would say it's probably about high A or double A. You know, the better players are probably double A.
If you go through, like, the Gamecocks lineup, that is like high A ball?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say they're comparable. But, you know, obviously high A, you got guys who have been playing professional baseball for, you know, 3, 4, maybe even 5 years. And, you know, it's just baseball, the more you play it, the better you're going to get at it. And so those guys have a lot more years under their belt usually. So I would say probably about high A. The more talented guys, probably double A.
Orioles prospect Kevin Gausman with us here on WBAL. We have to talk about what Adam Jones did to your locker. I guess this was last weekend.
Yeah.
You walk into the lavish clubhouse at Ed Smith Stadium, and what do you see?
You know, I walked in there, and I was actually talking to a couple of the guys and didn't really notice it at first. And I just walked to my locker like I do every morning, and sure enough, there's about 1,800 donuts there. So I was like, wow, like, all right. And actually, the night before, Rick Adair, our pitching coach, texted me and told me I couldn't be in the clubhouse until 8 o'clock. So, you know, I've been getting there at 6:30 in the morning every day, and I'm thinking, like, oh, geez, what did I do? Like, you know, it's my first big league camp. Like, who did I make mad? And so, you know, but he reassured me that it was something for the veterans. And so, sure enough, that's what it was. And they said that it took them a couple hours to get it, and they went to every store to pick up the donuts. So it was a pretty good prank. It was pretty funny.
And they're still there, although they're dwindling quickly. I mean, you and other players are literally eating them off of your locker, almost like it was picking an apple from a tree or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, players come up to me all the time and ask if they can have them. And, of course, you know, I have 1,800 of them, so take as many as you want.
Now, you're known as the donut guy. tell us about where this started, and are you still partaking in this habit? Do you still do this?
Well, I think it started about maybe my eighth grade year. I was pitching, and, you know, I told my mom to pick me up something on the way to the ballpark because I didn't eat before, and she just happened to pick me up Hostess Donuts, a little powdered donuts, and I think I threw like a one-hitter, a no-hitter, and struck out a bunch of people. And so, you know, the way that I am, I'm really superstitious. So that just kind of stuck, and I kept doing it, and I kept having success. So, you know, I guess it just works.
So you're literally pitching against South Carolina, Alabama, you name it, and you're in the dugout in Baton Rouge, you know, ESPN, ESPN News doing the game, and you're pounding donuts.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, by the end of the year, people were bringing me donuts. Fans were bringing me donuts. So instead of me getting my own donuts, usually I'd show up to the ballpark and I'd get, you know, three or four bags of them.
Is it every inning? Is it every other inning? How do you do it?
Yeah, it's four in between every inning.
Four in between every inning?
Yeah.
Do you have a particular kind? Is it always the powder?
It was the Hostess Donuts. Obviously, they're out of business. So, but I tried the Tasty Cakes. Tasty Cakes are good. You know, I got a lot of different kinds that I'm trying right now. I try to figure out which one works.
I hope that Major League Baseball doesn't consider the powdered donut some sort of banned substance.
I know, right? Too much sugar.
Too much sugar, or, you know, just the extra scuffy on the baseball. But is this something you're going to be able to continue throughout your time in the major leagues? The Orioles these days, they're very serious about nutrition and how you eat. I heard even the omelet maker that you guys have, you know, it's serious business. The cereal they allow, there's no Cocoa Puffs or something. Is this something you're going to be able to continue?
Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of surprised that they gave me that many donuts because they know that I'm going to want to eat them all. So, you know, I guess we'll just see. I going forward, I want to keep doing it, but, you know, I realize that I'm not getting any younger. It's probably not getting any better for me. So, you know, eventually I think I'll have to let it go.
For the record right now, and those who've never seen Kevin Gausman back in Baltimore, you're 6'4", but pretty slim at 185. Is that accurate, what I see on Baseball Reference?
Yeah, that's right.
185. So you can still fill out a little bit.
Oh, yeah, and that's why I eat the donuts. You know, the more the merrier.
Kevin Gausman, Orioles right-hander, with us here on WBIL. Terrell Suggs coming up at 7:15. We're back with more next year in Studio 208 on Sportsline.